Actually, the survey was with GS-12s and above, received maybe 320 or so responses. And very interestingly, the survey started out asking government employees what they are doing in their personal lives. And about 80 to 85% of those surveyed said they are already making changes in their personal lifestyle around sustainability and energy management. And then the survey went into the workplace, and many of the employees felt that they had an obligation to extend sustainability activities into the workplace. So very interesting results.
And really, you know, we always look at these kinds of numbers, but when you ask people, do you support these kind of sustainability initiatives, not even close. 95% of federal executives consider it important that their agencies implement sustainable practices. 95%. We don't see numbers like that very often.
Well, you're right, Chris. And I think even below, one click below that number, 74% or 75% said it was very important,
yeah.
Not just important. So it's amazing how this concept has grabbed hold, not only in the workplace, but in people's personal lives.
One of the things that that is always seemed to me about a lot of these green initiatives and the sustainability is it's a lot of stuff like buildings and fleets of cars and stuff, which, you know, I as Joe employee or Joanna employee, I don't have an impact on that really. But you going through the numbers, people do feel like there's a lot that they can do to really make a difference, that sort of act locally kind of aspect.
You're right, Chris, and I think the key here is that it is not onerous. It is not complex. There are some just everyday activities that people and employees can do that are very practical in nature, reducing waste, turning off their computers at night or when not being used. So it's really not a complex, onerous activity, and the impact can be tremendous.
And not only that, but they feel like they have an impact, but also that they're not doing it for some reason. They're doing it because they believe it's a good it's the right thing to do.
You're right, and I think this administration has started and launched some activities through some executive orders and some expectations, which was an impetus. And I think now the employees see what kind of impact you could have. How easy it is to achieve some results. And in a lot of ways, I think the federal government is actually taking the lead on energy management and sustainability initiatives. You know, it's not often that you hear that the federal government is leading by example.
Yeah.
Here's one case where they are.
One of the interesting questions in here that you guys asked is, in your opinion, which of the following sustainability-related goals are most important? And by and large, reducing water, gas, electric consumption, or waste, more than 50% said that. Much farther down the list was awarding contracts to green. I think it only got 9%. And there has been a lot of focus. Were there any things like that where you just were almost surprised, given the amount of attention that some of these areas have gotten, that they weren't on people's radar as much?
Well, I think that is the one you pointed out, Chris, is the obvious one. I think, though, that the real issue is around personal behaviors and embedding the concepts of sustainability into everyday lives. So we're not yet at the point where all employees or all people are comfortable with some of the more challenging areas of energy management or sustainability. So the one you pointed out, for example, would require changes in business processes. It would require changes in protocols. That becomes a little more complex when you begin to affect how work is done rather than some of the more easier and less complex activities that people can take on.
Two of the other interesting questions. One, you asked about who has influence, who has influenced your decisions and increased your awareness of sustainabilities. By and large, the person who has had the biggest impact, the people who have had the biggest impact, are leaders within their agencies. We always talk about this, but it's always good to remind you how important leadership is within the agencies.
And correct, Chris. And back to my point about the federal government, the federal initiative leading the way, it does require leadership.
Yeah.
And it does require commitment. It does require advocacy. It does require training, education, and knowledge building. And that is clearly a role of leaders in our workplace. And there is a follow-the-leader approach that when you get strong leadership, especially on a topic as important as this, as well embraced as this, I think you'll see tremendous impact.
You mentioned government leading the way, and yet the survey asked people, okay, grade the government essentially, and you asked two questions about this. How would you rate your agency's progress on sustainability? Generally, people say their agency doing not bad, doing sort of B minus kind of. But when they asked how would you rate the federal government's progress on sustainability, over 44% said lacking. Not doing well enough.
Well, there's a long way to go, Chris.
Yeah, right. This is hard stuff. There's not, it requires some investments along the way.
It does require investments, and I do believe, though, that we are early in the cycle. The federal agencies and departments had to file their sustainability plans back in June, and they just have been released by the White House. So there's still a lack of understanding and knowledge of what is contained in those plans.
Yeah.
I think as we begin to see more transparency and see what the agencies are doing, I think the opinion of our people and what we are doing, I think that number will start to inch up, because I think right now it's just a lack of overall awareness of the details that are embedded in the plan.
Yeah, and you did ask the question, are you aware of your agency's sustainability plans? Overwhelmingly, almost 75% said, no, I'm not. But those plans are just out. They're just getting out there. So
exactly. That's
probably not all that surprising. You also asked people, what are the challenges? And no shocked, I think, to either one of us, funding, really the big thing that people are saying, hey, a lot of these are going to take some investment.
Funding is always a challenge, right? And we have in the federal environment, the executive order, for example, is an unfunded mandate. But I think the goals are reducing less your consumption of energy and water, and that by definition will reduce cost. So the opportunity here is, as you focus on consuming less, you should save some money and hopefully be able to deploy the cost savings into other areas of investment around sustainability.
But as I was reading through this and reading through the details last night, the message that comes through, if you're a government executive out there, hey, not only this is something that people are really want to contribute to, and they're looking to you to help give them some guidance on what they can do.
Exactly. I think there still is a need for communication, training, education around overall a plan for the department and agency. And I think what we have to be able to achieve now is bottling the enthusiasm of our workers and channel that into the programs that that can lead to improvements in performance as well as cost savings, and then hopefully a sustainable environment.